from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
I mean, you know how it is, rocking and rolling and whatnot.
This is Dukes and Bell.
Brought to you by Finley Roofing.
We've got you covered.
Atlanta's most trusted and recommended roofer.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
It is Dukes and Bell. Poll questions up for our Falcons. How much of Michael Penix do you need to see? Not just tomorrow, but through the preseason. Mike and I are convinced that, look, we want to get enough of a sample size that we feel pretty confident. We're seeing him at practice every day, right? And we're trying to translate that to you guys and tell you he looks good, he's spinning it well. But for the Falcons, this is the only real work we're going to get a chance to see him before the season starts, Mike.
And, you know, we had some fun with it, and I was joking around with Terry Fondo. Remember, we had to talk to him after he made the draft pick. You're going to have a quarterback controversy. He kind of scoffed at that because, look, Kirk Cousins, the guy, and if you missed it earlier, we'll play the soundbite later. Kirk Cousins talking about, hey, we got to pick up the pace. Loved our practice and what we did in the scrimmage against Miami, but it didn't look like that at Flowery Branch. So that's that leadership thing. Kirk is clearly the number one guy, but you do have a viable option. You're never going to find ourselves in that lurch we were in the last two. I get all that. But I think people really want to see what Penix is all about, especially this year because of the construction and the expansion of the facilities at the branch. People haven't been able to see this. Normally, we'd have had about already, you know, 10 to 12,000 people had already been through Flowery Branch.
True enough.
You know, to see him. And we did have the practice scrimmage, and folks got excited up at the Benz, you know, last Friday. But, yeah, this is going to be a lot of fun. You want to see Penix do his thing. Yeah, maybe there'll be some mistakes, but hopefully he continues to just do the things that we saw at practice, where you said ball comes out quickly, on schedule, looks good, can't wait. And there'll be, but there will be some fans Monday will call us in and go, MPJ right now. But you knew that was coming.
The poll is up. Dukes and Bell 929. Just a few plays. Full quarter.
Full half for me.
Play a full half, which is where I'm at. Or 3 to 4 quarters. 46% of you said, I got to see him the first half. I'm with you on this. And by the way, that's not just this week. That's next week, too. And then week three, all right, we're talking about the preseason. You play it by ear because you know what? I'm not trying to get anybody injured, and he is our backup. So you need to figure that out. But I do want to see plenty of Penix. Go vote at Dukes and Bell 929. What is your expectation there? We'll talk more about that with the Falcon Report coming up in the 5 o'clock hour. This hour brought to you by our friends at Mark Spain Real Estate. Braves lose again. This by far was the most embarrassing series of the season. And the reason is because the Brewers beat us up. But we were a comedy of errors, and I don't mean that literally. Just the idea that we couldn't hit, we couldn't pitch, we couldn't field.
That's unacceptable.
I mean, Snit, he gets thrown out last night, and then, Mike, they come back today, and what did they scored how many runs today?
Yeah, it was 16-7. Oh. We've been outscored 34-12 in this series. It got so bad they had to throw Williams, the kid that we've just signed, another one of those outfielders we picked up off of waivers. He had to go in there and pitch today. It's just brutal. I mean, this is truly a free fall. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 game losing streak. You lost those. The two against the Marlins really signaled something wasn't right. And then, you know, last night, Carl and I touched on it. Chris Sale, you know, he needed to be better. Like, I'm not bagging for this. I'm not blaming this where we are in the season on him, but that's when you need a guy to come in, Carl, and stop the bleeding.
Yeah.
Not to get taken out of the game in the fifth inning. And then today, Charlie Morton looked like a guy who's too old to be pitching in the major leagues.
2.2 innings?
Yeah, he got shellacked. He got shellacked.
Come on.
And then, and just real quick, I saw some people chirping on around the country about, oh, look at that. There's nobody at the Braves game. Yeah, there's nobody at Yankee Stadium, but it's a 12:30 start and it's 95 degrees and the kids are in school. That goes for anyone. I was just talking to some dude who's a Miami. Nobody roots for anybody in Miami gets to say anything about attendance anywhere. But it just, look, it is what it, we knew once kids go back in school and it's a 12:30 start and the Braves are playing like crap, you knew you were going to have a really bad showing at the gate, period.
Yeah, it happens. And once things got out of hand, it's not a surprise that people were like, I'm up out of here. 404-726-0929. I'm not a believer. I'm not telling you this is a World Series team. And at this point, I'm shaking my head as to whether we make the playoffs. By the way, what are we now? Three games out? Wild card?
Yeah,
that's, 2.5,
that's,
three?
Well, yeah, three with a wild card now because the Mets have got in there. We talked about, you know, the Padres, the Diamondbacks. It's just, guys, you don't pass the eye test. The only way this thing gets turned around, we touched on this yesterday, is if Money Harris comes back like yesterday. You know, we need him now, and he's got a hit. And the same thing goes when Ozzie comes up. They've kind of moved up the timeline for Ozzie's return and the Ian Anderson starting rotation return, which is great. But everyone who's got to come back has got to come back. And just, Carl, we don't need you like 5 to 6 weeks of getting acclimated. You got to come in and jam.
Yeah. The problem is that hasn't been us this year.
And that doesn't happen.
Yeah.
Rarely.
That hasn't been us. And I love money. But, like, you're asking him to be Babe Ruth when he steps back into this lineup. All right, guys, more to get to with the Braves. We'll talk to Grant McCauley about this unfortunate turn of events that have happened with our team because I don't think anybody can explain it. And, listen, we've been holding Grant's feet to the fire, and he's been all season long like, okay, guys, I think they'll come back and hit or whatever. At this point, no one has any answers. Snick got thrown out last night arguing balls and strikes. People want to make that as the reason why we lost. That's not why we lost.
Well, first off, those people don't even know baseball. The umpire was absolute garbage. I mean, guys, this isn't home cooking. This isn't us being homers. They've done all the people who do the statistical analysis of the umpires. He missed a ton of calls, and they were generally against the Braves. And if you watch the game with your own two eyes, you saw it. Strike zone was expanded against Braves hitters, and they were squeezing Sale and everybody else last night. It was terrible. So Snicker, yeah, I don't think this is some kind of, you know, futile attempt to kind of spark his team. No, you got to go represent and stand up for your guys when the ump is hosing you like last. And by the way, umps were in midseason form last night around Major League Baseball. There were some terrible calls in the Dodger game. There's a bunch in the American League, too.
By the way, we have not done this, but we do need to give a shout out to the guys on Bally's last night. Excellent job. We love the broadcast. If you didn't get a chance to see it. Now, listen, it would have been better if we were winning. Obviously,
right.
But those guys still make it interesting, man. And Chipper was like, look, Skip's about to get thrown out. And he called it. And, you know, the idea is you put a group of those guys together and the flow and how they just communicate with each other. We said it last year. They should do more of that. And it's fun.
Right. And by the time, how about you, brother? You know, we're just real quick, just to double down. Because you've worked with Bally, the producers over there, the video, the archival stuff that they find of these guys making mistakes and looking terrible, it is, I mean, it's laugh out loud funny. Last night I got home because we were up in Marietta. By the time I got home, it was like the third inning. Cracked open a cocktail, got a cigar going, watching this outside, and it was just laugh out loud funny. And the best is they're joking around about Brian McCann because he always sweats when he's in studio. B-Mac calls in from his house. Like, he's much better in air conditioning. And then he still blew it, throwing it to the commercial break. I mean, it was absolute gold. If you didn't DVR it, if you missed it, but as you said, every time they do it, it is so entertaining.
All right, man, let's talk some dogs.
Dukes and Bell on the sidelines with the dogs.
What if I told you George is going to throw the ball deep? Well, that's what Mike Bobo's saying. As a matter of fact, our buddy Connor Riley with Dog Nation says that offensive coordinator and quarterback's coach Mike Bobo has been saying that, listen, Carson Beck's accuracy and his arm talent are the pluses. So we've got to utilize that. So, Mike, I know, you know, people have said, listen, Georgia has a deep wide receiving core. Ra-Ra Thomas is obviously no longer on the team. But Dylan Bell, I believe that's the kid's name,
yep,
is going to step right in. And maybe he is ultimately better at the end of the day. But the key is going to be throwing the deep ball. And Mike Bobo's saying, look, we're going to let that thing fly. I like this. I think this is what gets your quarterback, Mike, noticed around the country. You can dink and, you know, all day long, dink and dunk all day. When you start throwing the deep ball, you're making those big explosive plays. That's the stuff that makes the highlights and go, wow, Carson Beck, look at the day he had.
Right. Dominic Lovett and Arian Smith, who Georgia fans are familiar with. But if you're in Texas or you're in Alabama and you flip the field with one of those big throws, it takes the crowd out of it. You know, but you've also got to run the ball effectively because, you know, man, you've got to be able to run because going up against these physical defenses and this monster schedule that Georgia's got, you've got to give Carson Beck the pocket. We know the size and we know the guys that Kirby's been saying, look, we lost guys to the NFL, but the next men up seem to be doing a hell of a job. There are some injuries to be concerned about on the defensive side, but man, if they can run the ball effectively, you know, and you and I, we talked about it earlier. They've got some great running backs. You know, Branson Robinson looks like a truck. Trevor Etienne looks like he's going to be, you know, he can be a 1,000-yard guy.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey, and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You know, this is where you set up that play action and you set it. Beck lets it fly. That's good. And that's something that fans all. What do all you understand for Stanley? You and me, what are you going to do? Why don't we throw the ball?
That's right.
Well, you're going to see it.
Yeah, no doubt. That is good news. Meanwhile, we were talking earlier about maybe the most important player in college football, and it's one of these quarterbacks. I brought up Jalen Milroe simply because of the development under his new head coach and certainly, you know, coordinator when you talk about what he's done at Washington and everywhere he's been. But I do think, Mike, if he improves, Alabama's going to be dangerous. And we had a great conversation about all these different quarterbacks. Obviously, Beck is in the mix, guys. But you know what? If Beck is throwing the ball deep, you know, again, you're not going to hit 10 plays in every game. But if you're hitting a couple of those every game, Mike, I think it just opens up so many, many different things. And while we're talking about hitting it deep, Glenn Schumann, by the way, the defensive coordinator, is seeing that every day against this Georgia offense and defending it. And they were even talking about the fact that this is going to be a problem. And by the way, they do have speed. A guy just hit me up. He says, does Georgia have a lot of speed? I know Ra-Ra was one of those guys that they were talking about being downfield. Arian Smith is another kid that has speed. And I think Connor Riley's talked to us about him. But that's something we'll ask him next week, Mike, about this speed of the wide receiving group. And again, there's nothing that says they're not going to use those running backs in that way either.
Right. And it is funny because you're talking about Jalen Milroe. You're talking about the deep ball. Kalen DeBoer talking with the media yesterday, talking about how good the deep ball looks. Actually, this is 2 days ago, saying that his practice last week was the best he's seen him throw.
Yeah.
And also talking about, you know, body language, leadership stuff. This is why he didn't get to start last year. Remember, that's why they were monkeying around late in the season, how he got pulled for the USF game. That's the stuff that Saban wanted to see. Apparently, DeBoer is getting that all camp right now from Jalen Milroe because he's getting more mature, getting better at it.
He is, no doubt about it. You guys can hit us up, 404-726-0929. And again, we said this. The most important game for us at this point for Georgia in the season is going to Alabama. Texas game is big. Ole Miss is big. It's going to Alabama and slaying those Dragons because Nick Saban is no longer there. And that is why the Milroe thing is so interesting. You didn't have an answer for him last year. Will you this year? And if he's more, or should I say much more improved than what we saw at the end of the season, Mike, that bodes for a dangerous situation. How you defend him. I said this, 9 yards a pop
right
when he scrambled. 7 yards on runs where, hey, we designed this for him to carry the football. He's getting you literally a first down every time he's putting putting it in his arm. So if he's throwing the ball better, that creates a completely different situation.
This is why, so much when we talk about Georgia is who's the big time stud defender. I know there's guys returning, and there's a lot of guys that obviously have experience with this defense, just as you mentioned, Glenn Schumann. But who is going to be the guy on this team that can knock Jalen Milroe's ding dong in the dirt, which didn't happen in the SEC championship, right?
They didn't get after him like they should have.
No, I mean, he was more of, if we're honest, Milroe was more hammering Georgia defenders with a nail at times in that game. But, seeing Smile on
the hammer. The nail.
Who's going to come up and seriously knock that sucker out? Because he talked some jive after the game, saying that Georgia was shook that he could look across. They didn't want any more of this. So, I know that Kirby's never ever going to say we got bulletin board material. No, he takes it on a week by week basis. But you cannot tell me that Georgia will not be looking to punish that dude in Tuscaloosa.
All right. People hit me up. Colin says, "Okay, so you're agreeing pitching calls the game to get out of hand early?" Yes. Two games in this series, yes, where the starting pitching didn't give you a chance.
No, and the bullpen hasn't been great. Look, you can't complain about the umps unless you got the evidence. And the evidence was last night. They were missing the strike zone, and it was terrible. So that kind of piled on top of it. But Chris Sale, pitch count got way too high. You need your ace in a game like that. And look, Chris Sale knows this. This is nothing Chris Sale wouldn't take ownership of last night in the postgame. But when you're struggling, you need your guy to be that backstop. Say, no more. Couldn't get it done last night. Now we got swept by the Brewers, and we're getting fallen right out of the wild card.
It's August 8th. Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready to say what needs to be said? We're about to say it when we come back. Are you ready?
No, I'm not ready yet.
Are you ready to say it? Go ahead. I did. I said this is not a World Series team. Are you willing to say this is not a playoff team at this point? That we're going to somehow fade out of the picture? Out of focus with what the Braves are doing right now. 5-game losing streak. They lose again big today to the Brewers. Brewers sweep. This is a microcosm, as I said on social media, of the season. We don't hit enough. We don't score enough runs. This pitching failed us in this series to the starters who should have given you a shot. Bryce Elder was terrible. Charlie Morton today, Mike, I mean, it is what it is. Hell, he had 10 strikeouts last night. But again, with the umpiring and all of that was going on, they were still hitting. They had a ton of guys on base last night, guys. So are you willing to say it? 404-726-0929. Who has the courage to say it?
Well, you could still make the argument. And again, I don't feel comfortable making this argument just so we're not guys parroting each other. I will say it. If Ozzie can come back earlier than expected and contribute immediately, if Money Harris, who actually apparently looked good in his first rehab start for Gwinnett, can get up here and hit the ground running, that's some offensive spark for your team. But the other guy's got to do their job. But that's the only caveat. And if Ian Anderson can come in and shore up that fifth and sixth spot in the rotation, and that's a lot of if. So that's the only keeping the door cracked open a bit I can give you.
Okay.
Because I'm with you. I'm with you 99%. Okay. It's just they don't pass the eye test. You just got humiliated. You blew two to the Marlins. You just got swept by Milwaukee. And there's just no consistency. There's no consistent, clutch. Last year, you were down a couple runs in the eighth or ninth. You're going to find a way. And,
yep.
And even you can say that the last 4 years. But there's none of that this year.
All right. What is your biggest problem with this team? And Chris, let's take a couple of phone calls. I'm just curious. Are you willing to say it? Are you still holding out hope that things, to Mike's point, are going to somehow fix themselves and we are going to be that hot team come end of September? Now, I said it's August, what is it, August 8th? So many of you might be afraid to say that, but guys, this has been the trend. 404-726-0929. We'll see what happens as, the Braves again will try to turn the page, Mike. The thing about baseball, you forget about these series. The next day, it doesn't matter. but they just haven't been able to get on that heater that we've wanted them to get on. And I think that's been probably the biggest issue for the Braves so far. All right, you guys can let us know. We'll take a couple of your phone calls. I just want to know, what's the biggest issue for you now that we're in August? And we've talked about all these different things, and today you just get humiliated again, Mike.
Yeah, and I know a lot of guys today, as you said, it's the realization is starting to click in for some Braves fans out there. So guys are blaming Snit. Snit can't hit for these guys, man. Snit, you think Snit goes, hey, Alex, with all the injuries, can you get me some more guys off waivers that bat 200? You know, that I can stick in at second or outfield? I mean, that's all you're rolling out there.
Mike, can you answer this question? Colin says, Dukes and Bell, we were down 8 in the 3rd. How is that on the offense? Because he's saying, the pitching is what failed us.
At some point, Charlie Morton was eventually going to wear out, and it's happening before your eyes. Charlie Morton, you know, he's old. He's not as effective.
Yeah.
And, like, I know you said it, it's hard to bag on a guy with a 10-strikeout performance, but Chris Sale, the pitch count got way too high, and you needed a better effort last night. And the game got away from him. Today was just an absolute joke. No, I mean, I get it. Guys, you've seen enough of this team. Well, now it's 113 games in the books. They either don't hit, the pitching isn't quality, and then the thing is, when you've got to go to guys like, and Schwellenbach, I think, is really rounding into being a good player, but you've got Bryce Elder who can't stick in the major leagues. You've got other guys called up from AAA because you can't let the old guys, and now Ronaldo Lopez's injury, the pitching has been a problem too. So there's enough blame to go on both sides here. I agree.
Jay says, fellas, the bats outside of Ozuna have been silent since April.
Correct. April, and that's what the reason you maintain that wild card presence, Carl, is you were one of the best teams in baseball in April, and then the wheels fell off. Acuna's injury, the unbelievable slump, the two separate slumps from Matt Olson as well in that space and time.
All right, let's talk to Chase. Chase is in Jefferson. Chase, thank you for listening to Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Braves lose again today, 5-game losing streak. Listen, season's not over, but are you willing to say that this is not a World Series team? Where are you at? What's bothering you?
Dukes, I apologize if this is anticlimactic, but I just had to call in. It doesn't bother me at all. I've been saying it since June. That's, you know, because you kept saying all year, they're going to get going, they're going to get going, they're going to get going. And then at some point, you know, I am a Braves fan, but I do kind of pride myself on being a logical sports fan. At some point, you are who you are. You're putting the product out there, and when you continue to do the same thing over that long, extended period of time, I mean, it's just the truth. It's nobody's fault. It's just not working. So I'm not ready. I've been saying it. So love the show, guys. Love the station. Mike, hit me with a Steak Shapiro impersonation.
There's nothing wrong, Carl. Can I call you Carl? With being pragmatic.
It's Mr. Dukes to you.
And he's being pragmatic. By the way, I haven't had crumbs in your workstation now. But
no, you have not. You've done a better job.
It's been 6 days without a work-related incident in the studio. I've got a sign out here on the wall, 6 days without me being a slob. But no, I mean, I'm with you. Criticizing the things that aren't working doesn't make you a bad fan.
He's right.
I've never understood how some Braves fans, when you and I say some of the things we say, somehow we're like, oh, it's like what I deal with my Florida State buddies. I mean, okay, you don't know what DJ Uiagalelei is going to be. Georgia Tech is big and physical. We look at it realistically. You know, if you want pom-poms and you want a bunch of rah-rah, that's not what we do. I mean, we believe what we say. We say what we believe. This Braves team has not passed the eye test. You've been ahead of the curve on me because I still felt at some point when they get healthy, they can come back. But now you're running out of time.
Let's talk to Jeff. Jeff, you're on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. You willing to say it? Where are you at on this Braves team?
Well, as of 4:30 on August 8th, the way this roster is constructed, we are, or they are not a playoff team, period, end of discussion.
Thank you, Jeff. That's what I'm talking about. Have the courage to say it. Thank you, Jeff. Appreciate you listening. That's all I'm saying. Everybody's afraid, like, oh, I love my Braves so much, to Mike's point, oh, I can't say that about my Braves. It's August 8th.
Look, it's like Alex. We give Alex the love and the bouquets because he certainly earned it. 2021 will be one of the greatest ever moves at the trade deadline any general manager's pulled off. Going back to Branch, Ricky. But, you know, this year is one of those years, especially with seeing Milwaukee here. And again, he struggled early. He was bombing it today. The William Contreras trade doesn't look good.
Doesn't.
You know, I mean, when you've got a great defensive catcher, when he's surrounded by amazing offensive pieces, as he was last year, we didn't really notice Murph as being a streaky bad hitter.
No, we did not.
But he is a streaky bad hitter.
All right, a couple of more. D Maestro, and appreciate you guys calling in. Listen, we're all frustrated, but I just think some of you are like, oh, it'll be better tomorrow. And like, oh, in September, we're going to go on like a 40-game win streak. When have we won like 10 in a row this season? D Maestro in the ATL. You're on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Hey, man.
Hey, what's good, man? Love the show always. So my perspective is a little different. I get where you're coming from, but I also coached for years. Now, granted, it was Little League in high school, man. But still, I just feel like, you know, it just depends on the series. It's series by series, day by day. And most of the times, man, the teams that we automatically assume will win the World Series don't. A lot of the ones with the best records, they don't.
D, can this team, as constructed, be honest with yourself?
It doesn't look like it.
Okay, thank you. That's it. That's all I needed to know.
You needed to be sad.
No,
but this also, and I said this to Carl earlier. I tweeted it earlier to a couple of guys on follow. Said he's put him up. See Dukes on Mike Bell ATL. This is what
Dean's trying to make himself feel good. It all depends on the series.
Don't equivocate.
Team right now.
But this is what makes it worse about last year. You had the greatest offensive team this franchise has ever seen, and you choked against the Phillies. And then everyone just assumes you're going to run it back the next year. You can never assume that. Guys, and one thing I will agree with them, if the best team won, everybody in the Braves organization would have 15 rings because in my 26 years here in Atlanta, they've been one of the top three teams nearly every year, save for the rebuild period after Turner Field. But this is why you've got to get the best pitching. Spend all the money so there are no reasons you can't win in 20 when you had the Dodgers down 3-1 in the NLCS. When you absolutely run out of pitching in 2022 against the Phillies, and then last year you run out of clutch and pitching. I mean, this is why you think every year it's a birthright? No. Look at the Dodgers. Dodgers should have 5 rings right now under Dave Roberts,
yes,
right?
Yes. And if you're driving through Atlanta right now, we know a lot of truck drivers listen. Hey, fellas, what's going on? Ladies, we're not panicking. You have to understand this is where we've been living. This is how our team has been playing up and down all season long. So if you're like, man, I thought the Braves were going to be good. We all did. And despite the injuries, we were still able to maintain a decent pace. But this just doesn't give me confidence that this team is going to be able to do the special things that we think they can. All right, one last phone call. Skip Indicator. Then we got to get to some guy talk. Skip, welcome in.
What's going on, fellas?
Hey, man.
Hey. My thing is, why is Duvall still on the team? Why he didn't follow Rosario out the door? Why are we still pitching prospects 11 through 100? Why are we still pitching these guys? I'm a Braves diehard fan, but I have thrown up on a roller coaster. It is over.
It's over. Thank you, Skip. Thank you. By the way, Duvall, what's the deal there? Do you have a thought on Duvall?
No, Rosario.
And they let Rosario, they designated him for assignment.
He's gone.
Today.
Rosario's out. I said this to you earlier. I mean, you know, sometimes you can turn to American literature. Thomas Wolfe, whoever, if he's British, you know, you can never go home again. The second, the fourth act of Duvall with the Braves, it hasn't panned out. He hasn't been as good. Rosario, what do you expect? Soler, I mean, we should have made it a Quinnell and gotten Jock Peterson back here.
Mike.
You can't. In 21, your infield was solid and hit, and this year, nobody's been solid all season long.
Mike, he's hitting 184.
Yes.
I mean, 184.
The only way to do this was to go get a big outfielder with the trade deadline, but then that created a logjam next year that they didn't want to get into.
I can hit 184.
All right, we'll go hit 184.
I'm just saying.
Well, go give Snicker a call.
That's you can hit 184. Come on, Duvall. Yeah. All right, what's coming up in Guy Talk?
Hey, man, USA and Serbia. A lot of folks feeling Steve Kerr is going to get a lot of heat if they can't see it through. By the time we come back, this game could be over. But will Team USA be over? Coming up next. Dukes and Bell, guys. And, man, are we having fun watching Team USA battling back in the semifinal game against Serbia. I mean, this is one where if you lose this, you're out. If you, you're done. You don't get the gold medal. Be playing for a bronze. This is one where we were down 13 going into the fourth quarter, and there's about a minute and 32 left, and we're going bananas. We're literally like, please end before the commercial breaks over. But we can't give you the pictures, descriptions, and counts without the express written consent of the International Olympic Committee, so we can tell you, though, what has happened before this most recent timeout. The good thing about men's basketball, if you like hoops on a quick 2-hour run, there's not as many commercial breaks, Carl, not as many timeouts.
No, not at all. And Mike, I just tweeted out, guys, listen, we know he's old, but LeBron is playing his butt off. Steph Curry playing his butt off to get the Team USA back into this game. And Durant, Mike, making shots. I mean, like this, Mike and I were sitting in here literally 30 minutes ago, and we were looking at each other going, we're about to lose to Serbia.
Right.
And they went on this run, this 18-point run. They have the lead. And like Mike said, we'll tell you everything once it's done. But I got to tell you guys, this should not have happened. We should not have been in this position. But, Mike, they're showing some grit to get back into this and put themselves in position to play for gold.
This was the story we had for you yesterday, remember, in Guy Talk. And I said, is Serbia sandbagging because they did not have Joker in all the minutes in those two previous games that they matched up with? Were exhibitions. This was supposed to be an exhibition. But this one counts. And just a couple of things that happened in the last 5 minutes. Steph Curry with a big steal, taking it coast to coast. Big three-point shot. LeBron taking it down the lane, looking like a Mack truck. So it's just been some unbelievable emotional moments as it really looked like all was lost just a few minutes back. So we'll keep you up to speed and we'll hopefully get the final four before this segment is over. But if you hear Carl screaming in the background, that generally means something good has happened.
Yeah, well, and listen, the Serbia team's loaded with NBA guys, obviously.
Our own Bogey, Bogdan Bogdanovic, part of this team.
Yeah, they're loaded with NBA guys. But if we are able to pull this out, it's a proud moment.
Right.
But we'll let you know.
If not, Steve Kerr's getting a lot of heat for some of these lineups. True enough. Rotations and not having maybe the best. You went for defense in some of this as opposed to guys like Jaylen Brown. You went with Derek White. But anyway, we'll tell you how this thing goes. Meanwhile, another story about a profile in Olympic courage. Now, I didn't know at the time, Noah Lyles probably had COVID when he ran the 100. But Noah Lyles, guys, finishes with a bronze medal in the 200. He just found out he had COVID, wakes up early at 5 in the morning Tuesday, was feeling really horrible, he told the media. So he's able to compete and take the bronze while sick as a dog. Collapses, gets wheeled out in a wheelchair.
That's unbelievable. Mike, did we know this? Did we have any idea that was the case?
No. As far as now, the question is if he was feeling symptoms when he actually ran the 100 and had that amazing, you know, photo finish that it looked like Jamaica was going to bring home the gold. But now, turns out that, he knew he was sick, said, screw it, I'm going to go for it, I'm going to compete. And he did just that. So, man, that's one of those stories where you say, man, you got to respect the guy repping the red, white, and blue. Meanwhile, a despicable story, Carl, in an area we're very familiar with, Mill Creek High School.
Uh-oh.
Have you guys seen this one? A bunch of, I'll say it, punk teenagers. They steal somebody's rig, and they're out there on the football field doing donuts, jacking up a gate. Then they wind up getting spotted by the popo, and then they try to get away from the cops. And they're like 16 and 17 years old.
Yikes.
Yeah, so that's not cool. I mean, come on, man. Don't trash the high school field. Stealing the truck, two suspects drove it to Mill Creek High School, used it to damage the football field, Gwinnett County popo say. It was a big Ram 1500 taken Tuesday from a driveway of a home on Adams Acre Drive in Lawrenceville. The video surveillance shared by the truck's owner showed the suspect, 16-year-old girl, this is from the Atlanta Journal and Constitution, by the way, and a 17-year-old boy, entering several vehicles in the area before they found one that had a set of keys in it. Kind of neighborhood, which is nice enough where you can leave the keys in a ride.
Sure, sure. And they just scoped it out, and then they ended up taking it.
And I know that we've seen this happen before. I think it was back in like a couple of years back. I think it was in Roswell. I think somebody got on a truck and jammed up like the field or something. So anyway, we've seen it happen before. Usually it's just good natured shenanigans, but don't trash.
I agree.
I mean, it's one thing. Hey, we're gonna steal a car. Well, guess what? you're going to juvie. They had to taser the guy. I guess they found in the woods. They had the helicopter out there finding him because these guys did try to run. So bond was set at $9,100. So nice job. And you can go to the AJC article and you get some of the video and some of the still photos from the apprehension of these two misguided youths.
The youths.
Hey, man, we were talking earlier off the air about this. I know that, Carl, you are quite the boater, right? You like to do some boating.
Yes, we boat. Yeah, absolutely.
Me too. I believe the best boat in the world is somebody else's. But when you are on a yacht that is worth, $130 million, you kind of expect the captain to be able to avoid another yacht that's also worth about $200 million in the Mediterranean.
Wow.
Not the case. Steve Jobs' widow's yacht, because obviously Steve Jobs isn't here anymore, so she gets the yacht. $130 million super yacht crashes into the richest guy in Mexico's yacht.
Oh.
Whose boat was anchored at the time, and I guess they were running out the anchor, and the other boat went... And then you got the damage. Luckily, nobody was hurt. As the owner of the bigger boat that took the smaller boat says, I'd like to know what the captain and crew were doing. They didn't see a yacht the size of mine in front of them. He says, good thing and nothing but a scratch happened, but it's a big scratch, and it's going to cost a lot of money.
It is a big scratch on a $200 million yacht.
Yeah, man. The videos are out there because it's one of those like slow motion deals. I've had those happen before when I've rented like a deck boat down in Naples or Marco Island, and you're coming up on the beach. You're like, oh, no, the current's got me. Ho, ho, ho. And everybody's trying to grab the other boat and don't let this boat hit that one. And that's what it looks like. Hey, man, we can confirm now. It's official. The USA beats Serbia in the semifinal. There you go, baby.
It was a hell of a comeback.
Outstanding. I mean, LeBron, Durant, Curry. I mean, what more do you need? And a great Embiid down the stretch, too.
Embiid. I mean, listen. This is these dudes, for the most part. And I'm sitting here. I'm enjoying all of this. But these are guys who have made big shots their entire career. Guys, KD is one of the most prolific scorers in the history of the NBA. Mm. He's 7 foot. I've said this for 20 years. You're not blocking his shot. Once he elevates, you're not. And he made so many big shots in this fourth quarter. Then Curry with a steal, reverse layup, free throws at the end. And then LeBron put the team on his back. An incredible comeback.
And now, Saturday, August 10th,
gold medal
against France. So the French folks will be all over Joel Embiid. Yeah.
They're going to wear him out.
Because he's not repping France, and they take that to heart. So it'll be the young Victor Wembanyama and a talented French squad that beat Germany earlier today. So Germany will take on Serbia for the bronze, and we'll be going for Olympic gold for the oldest dream team ever and see if these guys can ride it out.
It was 95-91 the final. Guys, at one point, again, it was tied.
They were down 15 late in the third. They were down 13 going into the fourth.
Yeah, and at the end of this game, it was tied. I mean, again, this was not a blowout. They worked for this one. So people will be talking about, Mike, you said it's Steve Kerr. I still think people will say, yes, you won the game, but what was the game plan here?
Right.
And, you know, I don't know if he tries to, you know, just talk around it, but it makes me wonder what they were thinking about going into this game. You cannot double Joker with all those shooters, and that's why they had all those threes.
Yeah, Brian, our buddy Brian Geltzeiler, who comes on from Sirius Satellite Radio, covers the NBA. He was saying there was something more in that Curry-Durant hug. Two guys who've done it together before.
Exactly.
Both came through together. It was probably the biggest pressure spot either of them have ever been in, including the NBA Finals.
I totally, because the world is watching, and you're expected to win.
Right.
There's no guarantees you're going to win an NBA championship, but for whatever we think about these strained relationships in the NBA, this is the kind of stuff that brings guys together.
Right. Now, other stuff from Brian is pretty funny. I guess Evan Cohen, who covers hoops, goes, Embiid is putting on the worst rebounding display I've ever seen. and that I can agree with you at times. It was pretty ugly. But again, a lot of folks will be talking about, I wonder how Steve Kerr handles some of the pointed questions about maybe having more defensive lineup, especially when these guys were bombing at one point. 15, I guess they finished with, was it 17 threes?
Yeah.
The Serbians finished with, is that what the final total was?
Yep.
Wow.
Yep.
Anyway, USA advances. If we sound amped up, we were literally going bananas here, jumping up and down, watching this stuff.
It was so much fun. So much fun. And here's the thing. We want to dominate. We want to dominate everything. And that's a sport that we should never lose in. And this is why that we send our best now. This is why these guys go. So hopefully they can pull it off. Saturday, Mike, Saturday's the gold.
Saturday, 3:30 on Big NBC to see who gets the gold. Today, by the way, you may have heard, nobody showed up. Well, it's a 12:30 start. What do you expect? It's like 100 degrees out and the kids are in school. But the Brewers humiliate the Braves, a 16-7. It got so bad that we got two innings from young Luke Williams.
Who?
Yes. He's not a pitcher called up from Gwinnett. He's a center fielder who's been on four teams the last 3 years. We also had an unfortunate incident during everybody's favorite part of the game, the tool race, in a game like that.
Yeah.
And some drunk knucklehead, I presume, was overserved. Only time will tell. We'll get the police report. But somebody ran out on the warning track, and security just, pow, just laid him out right there where the home run, where the fence is, where the gate opens up in dead center.
Was the freeze winning is the question.
No, this is the tool race.
Oh, the tool race. Okay.
This is where the bucket and the drill.
All right.
Yeah. So, and then, because it's funny, folks have never seen it. They always have some choreographed moves where one of the tools, you know, beat up on the other tool. In this case, the tool was a guy, and he got beat up by security. Hey, man, Dukes and Bell. Hey, man, available at your favorite package store. Get some Dukes and Bell Watermelon Lime just in time for the remaining days of summer.
Please do. Coming up, we've got the Falcon Report. They remain, obviously, in Miami today. They worked out on their own as they prepare for the preseason game tomorrow night. Pre-game starts at 5, kicks at 7. We'll also get to our strong arm story of the day and more on our Braves, who get swept by the Brewers. It's not that they got swept. It's how they got swept. We'll get into all of that and much more coming up in the 5 o'clock hour. This hour is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. USA! USA!
from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.